We continue now with NPR's series on people who underwent profound changes after September 11th, 2001. Some took the events of that day as a signal that they needed to do more or something different with their lives. Rosalie Gattuso is one of them, and NPR's Allison Keyes has her story.
Rosalie Gattuso has been working in one dental office or another since she was 16 years old.
That's Kaplan's office. Hold on, please.
She's 54 now, a petite, dark-haired woman who's been raising three boys and a girl on her own since her divorce in 1991. On September 11th, Gattuso got to Dr. Harvey Kaplan's dental office in Hauppauge, Long Island at 9 a.m. and couldn't believe what she saw on TV in the reception area. More than half of the patients who come to this office are firefighters and police officers. Dina Barbero, a receptionist who works with Gattuso, remembers what it was like.
It was very devastating to see families come in here, you know, telling us about their loved ones that they lost, especially a mom that would come in with children and their husband or the children's father was not coming back home. It was very sad.
Gattuso says it was worse as various agencies tried to identify the remains found at the site.
The saddest was when I would get the phone calls asking for the dental records, for the fire marshals to come up and take away so that they could identify human parts if they found any.
Gattuso's home is a virtual shrine to the victims of 9/11. The fireplace is decorated with American flags made of Christmas lights and a variety of replicas of memorials to firefighters.
One is with the firemen kneeling around the Statue of Liberty. One is a little firehouse with an engine hanging out of it.
But Gattuso wanted to do much more. Her route to work took her past the North Babylon Volunteer Fire Department's headquarters.
And I would look at the station and be very sad and say, I hope everybody's all right there. I wonder if there's anything I could do.
Suddenly, Gattuso had a brainstorm. Despite her 49 years, she went up to a couple of guys at headquarters.
And I said, I want to join the fire department. And I thought they were going to laugh at me. They go, okay, you have to come back on Wednesday and get an application and sign it.
She did. She applied in January of 2002 and was sworn in April of that year as an emergency medical technician. Gattuso says she had to go to EMT school and pass New York State written and practical test before being certified.
It was a lot to remember. It was very challenging.
And because the department is all volunteer, Gattuso was basically working two jobs and going to school.
I remember at that time I was on rescue on Saturday nights from 6 at night till 6 in the morning, and then Sunday I would be at EMT class 8 o'clock in the morning till 3, and this went on till it was over.
Station 2. Yeah, who's that?
Gattuso's ex-fire chief, Jim Kitty, laughs when asked if Gattuso, at 49, was older than the usual volunteer firefighter recruit.
I took her for 26 myself. Yes, usually it's a young person's interest and whatnot. Although we have a lot of people, their kids are grown up and now they find themselves wanting to do something, especially after 9/11, people wanted to donate their time or try to help.
Gattuso is proud of what she can do now, even though she's quick to explain that she's a basic level EMT.
I'm only allowed to do certain things. I'm allowed to administer oxygen. I'm allowed to do assist with nitroglycerin.
There's a more advanced level of EMT, and paramedics are trained to do still more for a patient. But Gattuso loves that she's able to help others save lives.
It's scary at first because, oh my God, can I do this? But no, you just go up there, feel for the pulse, check for the breathing. I did have an unconscious 27-year-old that stopped breathing. And yes, I did help to get his breath back. So yes, that was pretty amazing.
Gattuso says she does what she does because she was unable to do anything for those who perished on 9/11. But this job gives her the chance to help people, and Gattuso believes it's the greatest thing she's ever done. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The stories of others who made dramatic changes in their lives after September 11th are told in their own words and a photo slideshow at npr.org.